Welcome back to The Zone and the Fury Electric Studios. I'm RJ Hawk, filling in for Justin Acri today, along with Chris Kane from Channel 7 and Cale Gober, the athletic director at Henderson State University. Let's go to the Revolution Hotline now and talk with a member of Saving Able, Jared Weeks. Jared, how are you doing today, buddy?
I'm doing good today, man. How are you guys, man? You all right?
Yeah, we're doing great. Now, you're coming to Hot Springs, Arkansas to play at Razorback Pizza. Is that correct?
That is correct. Day after tomorrow, I do believe.
Boy, I tell you, now, have you ever been to Arkansas before?
Yeah, I've been there a few different times, man. I've been to a lot of different cities in Arkansas as well. Actually, when we first started the whole band thing, even before we were signed, man, we came to Hot Springs and played a few different times. We had a buddy that that did a little acoustic thing up here, and we would always come full band just to do, electric practice in front of people. But, Arkansas is not too far from our hometown, man.
Now, you're from Mississippi, right?
Absolutely. Yes, sir.
That is okay. Now, we just came back with the song Addicted. Tell me a little bit about that song. That's your newest song, right? Mystified. Yeah.
Yes. I can tell you a story about Addicted, too.
Well, we're going to talk about that in a minute. Yeah.
Mystified, yeah, that's our new song, man. We actually just got through with our last record label, man, and we ended up starting up one of our own record labels, or at least, you know, we're in the process of doing that now. It's a joint venture with our manager, Jeff Hansen, and Silent Majority Group with Warner Brothers. Anyways, wow, that was a lot of info. we started looking back at some of the vaults, some of the songs that we hadn't used that we have written, and not given to a record label, at this point. Yeah. And Mystified was one of those songs that was, it wasn't even halfway written. It was probably a quarter of the way written. And there was something about the chorus there, that big chorus that just kept speaking to me. And, Skid, our producer, and Jason, our guitarist, we kind of just said, we revisited it, and I brought it back home. And, I had the lyrics written in probably about 2 hours. And the next thing you know, we was back up in Nashville, and we were finishing the song up, man. And we didn't have a really long time to do all this because we were out here on the road, and we wanted to be able to release it in time for summer. Basically, once we did that, we're giving the thing away. We're absolutely just giving it away for free, I guess just to celebrate our freedom, yeah. Man, Memorial Day. No, but you can go to the website, savingable.com, and download it for free, man.
Jared Weeks of Saving Able, who's going to be in Hot Springs this Friday night at Razorback Pizza, and it ought to be a good show. Now, I brought up Addicted. I want to hear the story about Addicted now.
I've had a job since I was 16 years old, man. I'm 30 now. Wow. Feels great saying that. I worked at a hospital. I was a phlebotomist. You know what a phlebotomist does?
Not really. Tell me.
A phlebotomist is what we call a vampire. They're the guy or gal that comes in the room and sticks your arm and draws your blood for all the blood work that needs to be done. And nobody likes that job. Nobody thanks you for that job anyways. But I used to have to be at work at like 4 in the morning, man. That's a long day. 4 in the morning, be off by 2, but I had to get all the blood work drawn and down and tested for the doctors by the time they got there at 8 a.m. in the morning. So there's not really much to do, in a hospital at 4 in the morning. Everybody's still asleep, it's not like the nurses are changing over anything, they don't change over till 7 in the morning. So I used to walk around the hospital singing to myself a lot. And that song, literally, I sang that song for about 3 weeks before I decided to write it down. I don't know why it took me so long. I guess things happen for a reason, But I sang that song to myself for about 3 weeks before I passed by a nursing station one day. And I actually grabbed a doctor's prescriptions pad. And, since I can't write prescriptions for myself, I just wrote it. I wrote all the lyrics down on a prescription pad. I still have it to this day. And after that, I brought it to Skid, up in, it was in Memphis at the time when he was recording there. I brought it to him. We did the song. And I remember the first day, we sat down and listened to it. Like, I just didn't believe it was us. I was like, holy crap, this is us. He's like, yeah. That's where that whole song comes from, man. Now, of course, there was a girl involved. There always is. but she bought my Jeep. We'll just say that.
Jared Weeks from Saving Abel joining us on the Revolution Hotline. Jared, tell us how things kind of changed for you guys after Addicted came out. How did things change for your band with y'all's
man,
shows?
Once Addicted came out, man, we basically toured for 4 years straight without a day off, which isn't a bad thing. You know, it's always good to have a job. But, you know, it's like, you know, we were green to a lot of things, man. We were just young, man. We were young and we were in it, you know, full force. I mean, we did so many things since we've been to, you know, we've been internationally. We've been to every state. Something I've always wanted to do was travel. And, you know, now that I'm getting to do it, I used to work at Walmart. You know, now they sell my CD. I mean, like, it's all cool. Thanks to the fans, you know. And we're just glad that, you know, these guys like that song enough that we're still around. You know what I'm saying? We're really grateful guys, man. You know, I guess being from the South, being from Mississippi, our parents raised us right, man. But we always take the time to, you know, thank our fans and appreciate where we come from, man. But, you know, once Addicted was out, dude, like I said, we toured for about 4 or 5 years, man. We did tours with Avenged Sevenfold, Buck Cherry, Shinedown, Papa Roach, Caesar. We went out with Nickelback for 9 months. I mean, dude, that's just, I can't explain, like, how freaking awesome, you know, stuff like that is, dude. Like, I grew up listening to all those bands, you know, and then here I am on the road with them. Just a lot of opportunities presented itself, man. And, you know, now that we're a little bit older now and you know, we've started our own record label and we're doing our own thing, man. We're you know, hoping that we can get this thing rolling again, man, especially with this new single.
Jared, kind of talk about your travels. I know you've been to Kuwait to play for a military family. You've played at community events, charity events. Talk about your involvement in the community and why you guys want to reach out to all the people out there.
Well, personally for me, man, you know, I know everybody gets into the rock business for the sex, drugs, and rock and roll, which may be true. You know, but after a while, you know, I just figured, and this is just my own personal opinion, I ain't speaking for the rest of the guys. You know, but after a while, man, like, you know, I get tired of thinking about stuff like that, and I want to, you know, at least present some hope, you know, because there's a lot of things going on out there that we don't always know about, you know, like bullying for a fact. You know, we did the Bringing Down the Giant. We did the whole bully campaign for that. You know, we did that at our hometown at the school I graduated high school from, man, you know, just to bring attention that, you know, bullying's not cool. You know, we just recently did a concert for the Angels in Waterloo, Iowa. You know, it was a real sad story up there. These two little girls got kidnapped, and they ended up finding their bodies, you know, months down the road. And you know, we did a whole charity event for those girls to build a memorial kind of playground for those girls, you know, there in the hometown. And it's just one of those things, man, where those communities, like, all over the world, you know, all over the states, man, like, sometimes they just need to come together and realize, you know, that no matter how dark times can get, man, like, there's always a light at the end of the tunnel. And, you know, I got a microphone in my hand every single night of the week, so I figure if I can at least say something positive or at least give some kind of hope to somebody, man, I feel like I'm doing my job, you know. But, yeah, man, and as far as the troops go, we've been to Iraq, Kuwait, Qatar, Cuba, India. We just got back from Hiroshima, Japan in December. Wow. You know, since I've been a kid, man, I've got 5 uncles. 2 are Marine, 2 are Army, and 1 was Navy. So I've always been kind of patriotic, man. It's just the way it is in my family. My grandfather fought in the Korean War. You know, I'm a diabetic. They didn't want me. So, you know, it's one of those things. I've just always been, you know, really grateful for those boys and those girls that do so much for us. And to be able to travel over, you know, the world to, you know, especially in Iraq, man, that was really eye-opening for me because that was our first USO tour, man. And those guys and those gals, man, I've honestly met people that lived 30 minutes from me in Mississippi and didn't even know that they were over there, you know. And then just to see all the things that they do for us, you know, I joke with the guys. And I told him, I said, we could have been up on stage in our underwear picking banjos. They wouldn't have cared, man. Those guys and gals, they just appreciate us taking the trip out there and playing for them, man. I tell the crowd every night, you know, regardless of who you think you are or what you think is owed to you, I was like, these boys and girls, they deserve rock and roll a whole hell of a lot more than each and every one of us. So, you know, we just wanted to be a part of something bigger than ourselves, basically. And we really enjoy doing stuff like that for those guys and gals.
Jared Weeks of Saving Abel joining us on the Revolution Hotline. Man, Jared, this is great stuff. You're going to be in Hot Springs on Friday at Razorback Pizza playing for the folks. We're going to be giving away 2 tickets here in the next break. to your concert. Awesome. We appreciate you coming on and joining us. And, hey, best of luck. Man, we love what you're doing with the USO Tour.
Dude, absolutely, man. Thank you guys so much for having me. I appreciate you guys.
Jared Weeks from Saving Able joining us. Thanks so much, Jared.
Y'all have a good one now.
You too, buddy.
All right.
And as we go to break, we're going to play Addicted. I know a lot of folks. I know this song anyways. I'm a big fan.
If I know it, it's popular because I'm terrible with popular music. And I've heard it.
Well, hey, when we come back, we're going to have some sound from the SEC spring meetings. And we're also going to give away those Saving Able tickets. Matt, I think we've come up with some trivia to give away. We'll let people ponder on it during the break. How about that?
Can you go ahead and ask it?
Go ahead and ask the question. We'll let people ponder during the break.
Two-part question. What is Phil Jackson's career win percentage, and what is Eric Spoelstra's career win percentage? You may be surprised what you find.
That's for two tickets to Saving Able this Friday night in Hot Springs at Razorback Pizza, 433-1037, 1-800-477-1037. We've got more of The Zone coming up next.